Jesus said in Matthew 5:31-32, "It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery." In these two verses, Jesus addressed the subject of divorce. The saying that he's talking about in verse 31 is the law of Moses, Deuteronomy 24:1-2, that said, if a man was to put away his wife, he was to give her a written bill of divorce. The fact of divorce was not debated among the Jews, but the cause or the reason often was. If you turn over to Matthew chapter 19 and begin reading there in verse 3, the Bible says, "The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" Notice they asked the question, is it lawful? They were not referring to man's law, but to God's law. Is it according to God's law, in keeping with God's law, okay for a husband or wife to put away their spouse for any reason? If you notice in verses 4 through 6, Jesus refers them back to the beginning, to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 2 and verses 18 and following, God created man and woman, and he ordained the covenant or the institution of marriage. And he pointed out that God's plan was for one man and one woman to remain married to one another for life. Now in verse 7 then, the Pharisees ask him the question, why did Moses then command that if they were going to divorce, to give a written bill? And Jesus' answer in verse 8 was that Moses never commanded, but Moses suffered because of the hardness of men's heart for them to allow them to write a bill of divorcement and give it to their husband or their wife. And of course, according to God's law, then in Genesis chapter 2, God's perfect plan for man is never to divorce. But notice what Jesus says in verse 9, because he said, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery." Jesus gave only one lawful reason, according to God's law, one scriptural reason for divorce, and that is the cause of fornication. According to that, any other reason would be unlawful or would be against the law of God. So God's law is easy to understand. The one and only reason that God allows divorce is for the cause of fornication. Jesus said, "Whosoever is divorced for any other cause than fornication and marries another according to the Scripture is living in adultery."